The Chaser Report is recorded on Gadigal land.
Striving for mediocrity in a world of excellence, this is the Chaser Report.
Hello and welcome to the Chaser Report with Dom and Charles.
Hello. Yes, we are back. I think we've got to start this episode by profusely apologising for our notionally daily podcast not being daily. If anything, it seems to have dwindled to a couple of times a week. We haven't been inundated by complaints though, Charles. So,
no. I wonder why that is. Maybe people are using this time to rest and reflect. And
yeah, just to take a moment.
Become better people.
Become better people. Do better.
Yeah.
Or maybe they're just going through the previous episodes.
Yes. And just reliving the highlights.
Yeah, reliving all the very depressing COVID era podcast that we did. Although, Charles, that said, having looked at the stats, I'm not sure that's what's happening at the moment. I know people are. I mean, look, the Bruce Lerman, I think now, the one we came back from holidays to do.
Yeah.
All-time classic. Thanks, Bruce. That's gone very well.
Mm.
And today I want to talk about someone I only just became aware of.
Oh, yeah.
Charles, there's a new billionaire. At least, have you ever heard of Robert White? This guy's literally called White. That's how white he is.
Is he an Australian billionaire?
He's an Australian billionaire.
Oh, right. And let me guess, he's involved in gambling in some way.
In a sense, property and equity market. It's a kind of gamble where you always win.
Yeah. Like, so he's made his first billion out of negative gearing.
That's right.
Out of making sure that, you know, the future generations cannot afford their own home.
Now, that's where you're wrong.
Oh.
Because there's one very special member of the future generations who he's just gotten engaged to. Let's find out after this.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
So I know it's a bit random to do this, Charles, but we had such fun with Riff Murdoch's most recent amorous adventures that I think we have to acknowledge this person, Robert White, who just got engaged to...
Well, Bob? Does he go by the name
I
Bob?
I don't know.
Robbie White. How old is he?
81, Charles.
What? 81?
81 years old. He was a close friend of Kerry Packer's.
Right. And has he only just become a billionaire?
I don't think so. I just think...
Never say never.
Just, well, there's hope for you. Yeah, fly under the radar. Basically, this is a beautiful story, Charles.
And the funny thing is, the reason why he's a billionaire is he invested in a two-bedroom property in Surry Hills in the 1970s.
Yeah.
And that's now worth $1 billion.
Bought a rundown terrace. That terrace that the woman died in, no one knew for months.
He's only got one house.
That's right, just the one house. But, yeah, I mean, good work to him. And this really provides a solution, I think, to the housing crisis. If I was Anthony Albanese, I would be getting on this one.
Right.
Because this is a tangible way to get young people into housing that they, maybe they don't own it. They certainly didn't buy it.
Right.
But they might get it in the will of their husband. Because 81-year-old Robert White is engaged to fashion marketer Alessandra Eddy, age 38. Love doesn't observe age differences. No. It's a beautiful thing.
Yes, it's amazing how love doesn't observe age differences when the man is older and the woman is considerably much younger.
No, it's been known to happen,
Love is blind mainly in that direction and only that direction.
I wouldn't want to speculate, not knowing these people, but I think it's fair to say of others, Charles, that love is not blind to a bank balance.
right.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, they're making a movie about Anna Nicole Smith now.
Oh, yeah.
She did this.
Yeah, that's
famously.
Right. She married
wasn't
that
the guy in his 90s?
Decrepit man.
Yeah, some sort of oil billionaire or something. So I imagine what happened here, Charles, is that Alessandra Eddy had all these objections and scruples.
Yes.
And it was very clear not to date this man for his money, but his charm, his magnetism.
Charm. Yes, it's nothing to do with his money. She probably was surprised to find out that he was a billionaire.
Yeah, I mean, talking to any 81-year-old man.
Yes, you just fall in love with the verve and the the energy.
If I was 38 and I was being taken out for a night at the town by an 81-year-old,
as you do,
I would think. I mean, you'd know they were worth $100 million just because they would have owned some property somewhere in Australia. But a billion, you wouldn't have expected that. That's this guy probably owned an investment property as well. I'm thinking.
yeah, a billion is at least two properties in Sydney, isn't it? Do you think he has paid them both off? Probably not.
And this woman, to be fair to say, Alessandra Eddy, she founded a fashion brand called Luna Atelier, which apparently is much loved by celebrities.
Right.
So she might be independently wealthy. And she's the wealthier of the two.
No, but what does he see in her is what I want to know.
I imagine he's interested in fashion.
Yes, of course, fashion, yes.
Yeah.
And so what would they – okay, so what do they have in common? I mean, besides their love of each other.
Her dad was a Sydney lawyer, Nicholas Eddy, and apparently he was –
So
40, quoting,
43 years apart, less than half his age, right?
Well, if you kind of look at the numbers,
so when
it's
he
so
was,
shallow of you, Charles.
She was born when he was 43.
Yes.
So he was born, what, just before the Second World War started.
So if I'm 47, so if in my case I'd be going to check out the four-year-olds.
Yes, that's right. Do you cruise around the childcare centres?
No, I don't.
Might put a ring on that one day.
Tina Fey and Amy Poehler made a very funny sketch about this for SNL. Right. Here's a little bit of it.
He's a professor from Alexandria, Virginia. He's a software engineer from Palo Alto, California. And he's a financial analyst in Boston, Massachusetts. They may not know it yet, but they're all guests on America's favorite new show.
Meet Your Second Wife!
Hello, and welcome to Meet Your Second Wife.
We're your hosts. I'm Helen Walsh.
And I'm Tina Fey.
And this is the only show where happily married men get a chance to meet the person who will one day become their second wife.
You guys excited?
Wait, I'm sorry, what is this show now?
But I think the point is I don't want to speculate about people we don't know, although apparently the telly says that Alessandra Eddy's father, who's a lawyer called Nicholas Eddy, was, and I quote, far from impressed by the romance when it blossomed. But let's hope he's been won over or it'll be an awkward wedding. But, Charles, the main point here is that this is the solution to the property crisis. Anyone over the age of 70 who's single,
yes,
I think, is morally obliged
to shack up with
a young 30-something. Person.
30-something. Yes.
And, in fact, I think at this point it's fair to say, look, I reckon we should legalise polygamy, Charles, so that those who are already married, such as ourselves, don't have to miss out on this guaranteed way to get access to property. What a fantastic thing. I mean, we could just take on another spouse in their 80s and then get their house. It'd be fantastic.
Right. So what you're suggesting is you get to keep your own wife.
Yes.
But then you marry another woman
who's really rich. Yeah, but who's bored or whatever and has a house.
Yes.
But it would be their personality, Charles, that was so attractive.
Yeah, because I think it would be highly defamatory for us to suggest that it's anything other than love.
We don't know this man. He's probably very engaging. I mean, any friend of Carrie Packer's, you would imagine.
Yes, well, he'd have some yarns,
sparkling raconteur. Yeah. He might know. You know, they never figured out where. Remember that story about the gold bars that were taken from Carrie Packer's office?
Oh, yes.
How he had a gun and all that? He might be able to tell that story. I'm not saying anything to do with it. I'm just saying, wouldn't it be fantastic if he could tell some yarns about Kerry?
Yes, well, I'd marry Bobby.
Just for that.
For the yarns.
Just some good yarns.
And $1 billion.
If he had a few spare houses. And this is the thing I'm hypothesizing, Charles. If people like this have 6, 7, 8 houses, it wouldn't be strictly necessary to live in the same house, would it? During the marriage? I mean.
But surely the reason to get married is to spend time together. Like, I think Bobby's going into this, or Robbie, whatever his name, you know, however he goes by, the Beaster.
Yeah.
Actually, probably, because we're probably doing 1940s nicknames, isn't it? So it's probably Reginald.
we know nothing about this man.
Robert.
Charles, you said
Robert Esquire. But, you know, like, I imagine his aim is very much to spend time. Like, you wouldn't get married to somebody to spend time. Like, if she's going, oh, I want to stay in another house tonight, that's. I don't think that's part of the deal. Is
well,
it?
Charles, like, yeah, I think you're half right. You said spend time. I say spend money.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it's almost there. Yeah. Look, but again.
Okay.
These people might be the exception to the rule, but I do feel
like at the age of 81, life is not about money anymore,
sure,
isn't it? Like all the 81-year-old billionaires I know, they just want to they recognise that time is the most important thing.
Time is precious. And so I like to think maybe if you date a younger woman like this, maybe you feel young again. Or you get to feel someone young again. I don't know. I don't know how it works out.
Yeah.
Again, I don't know these people.
No.
I've just got a photo of them. And look, if you look at this photo here.
Yeah, this will help.
Here's a photo.
A visual cue. That,
So
right.
She's
yeah,
she looks quite vivacious.
Yeah. Yeah.
He looks very pleased with himself in this photo. He's kind of got wraparound sunnies on.
Yeah.
And she looks, she looks.
She looks. Okay newly with rich. It. Newly rich.
Yeah, yeah. But again, she might be independently wealthy. This might be the love of his life.
She has the charming smile of someone who knows that they are never going to ever again have to worry about the Sydney property market.
I don't want to cast aspersions, Charles. That's why I'm filling this episode with caveats because I'd never heard of these people until story.
Exactly.
And also billionaires tend to be litigious. Are you across that phenomenon?
We wish them all the best. Like this is this is a celebration of the growing trend. This is just social commentary on a growing trend in society.
It is a growing trend. And Charles,
which is and so we're just saying these are trendy people.
These are trendy people. Yeah. They're setting trends. And Charles, I wholeheartedly I want to be invited to the wedding. I really want to be invited.
They haven't got married yet.
I believe not. This is just the engagement.
Right, yeah.
Because, Charles, I imagine that at a party like this with a property investor, you know how at weddings they give out gifts to each attendee? We gave a book to everyone who came to our wedding and copying our friend Dave from the Chaser who came up and did this lovely thing. I imagine at that sort of wedding you might get a one-bedroom apartment as you.
Oh, yeah.
Your little,
like little lollies.
What's the term for it? There's a little term for it. The little gift that they give you at the wedding.
Yeah, a little gift bag.
Little show bag.
Yeah.
Little title deed in the show bag. That's what I'm after.
Okay.
That'd be great.
Well, how do we get on the invite list? Like,
I think this would be helping.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
The Chaser Report. Less news, less often.
Okay, there's one thing that the news.com.au article that we're basing all of this on reveals, which is that they like going to big charity dinners. There's the Sydney Children's Hospital Gold Dinner that happens.
That's apparently where they met.
This is a big thing in their relationship, the Gold Dinner. So we need to be rich enough to attend charity dinners.
Yes.
Or perhaps we could do a podcast for the week of the entertainment.
Or maybe what we do is we become such a big charity case that people attend our dinner.
That would be the Chaser Foundation.
The Chaser Foundation for everything.
For impoverished middle-aged shatterers.
No, but it should be just like a catch-all foundation. We collect money.
I like this.
For everything, to support every cause. Violence, we're against violence.
The everything dinner.
Yeah,
I think this is good.
We're against badness. We're against, what else can we be against? We can be against, like, environmental catastrophe.
Yeah, aging.
Aging.
Particularly balding in my case. I'm very much against that. Isn't there a foundation, Charles?
For everything.
For research into balding. This is what I'm going to start. It's a bit of a sidebar.
The Chaser Institute for balding.
Every other annoying condition has research into it.
Yeah, male pattern baldness.
What do you think the charity? Should people wear a bald wig for a day?
The advanced hair
to raise awareness of the unadvanced hair, the receding hair. My hair isn't advancing. It's that could be good. Well, look, Charles,
I think that's a good idea because I mean, fuck it. Like, isn't the whole point about prostate cancer that it's completely overfunded as a cause?
Is it?
Isn't it?
I don't know.
Everyone gives to prostate cancer, and the whole point is you're actually not supposed to get the diagnosis, or it, like, there's a whole debate about whether it's a good idea to get a diagnosis.
Sounds like someone has just been considering whether to get prostate yeah. cancer.
Because, no, because everyone gets it, right? Yes. And so the argument is, a lot of the time, you've got it, there's not really anything much you can do about it. You're better off just waiting it out.
And that, this actually isn't that, raises isn't that the question.
Or, I mean, this is question. Not medical advice, by the way.
This raises the question, which is, has 81-year-old billionaire Robert White had prostate cancer? I don't know.
Because that's the other trick, isn't it? When you're marrying older than, you want to make sure that they're healthy. Because the worst
you'd
thing
have
that would
to have
happen,
a full medical. Yeah,
you wouldn't want to marry someone and then, you know, just a couple of years later, you're left with them dying, and all you've got is the inheritance on your hands. But
that would be a negative outcome?
Ah, oh, be horrible. Mm. I mean, she'd be devastated. Imagine how devastated she'd be.
Now, Charles, I've made a terrible mistake in bringing you this story, and I have to acknowledge it at this point.
Okay.
It's only at this stage of the podcast, late in the piece,
yeah.
that I went to the Daily Mail to find the truly a gossipy angle on all this, which is that it has ignited a family feud.
Oh, for the man or the woman? Like, which one? Bobby?
I don't know. So this is from yesterday. Mm. It's sources close to the businessman have told Daily Mail Australia that he hasn't proposed to her, but they are head over heels in love.
Right.
And apparently Robert has, according to the Daily Mail, a history of giving significant rings to women.
Without,
I presume this means on the phone.
So he puts a ring on it.
Puts a ring on it, but doesn't necessarily, oh, interesting. And she chose to hide the ring at the gold dinner. Amazing. So she's there's a $30 million mansion in Darling Point.
Do you think she's hocked it already?
She's moved in.
Do you think that's why she was hiding it? She's actually taking
it. I'm just hiding it. I'm embarrassed by your generosity.
She's just taken it down to cash converters already.
I don't think she needs to. She's living in a $30 million house for love. Just for love. Love is blind, Charles. Love is not even caring what the bank balance is of the person who you're with.
Love is love blind because of the failing eyesight that comes from old
because
age.
Of the cataracts.
Yeah, that's right.
Also, love doesn't sign a prenup, Charles. That's the other thing I've heard.
Well, the thing, you don't need a prenup if you're not getting married, do you?
No.
Although, under the law, if she's there for more than two years, it's de facto.
It's all good.
She gets half.
So, look, Charles, I think we've managed to, I don't feel we've injured anyone's reputation because, again, we have no clue who these people are. I just hope that they're happy.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I hope that they are
liberal in their disbursement of invitations to their wedding.
We're happy to come. And if you'd like us to do maybe a
tight five,
we could have a little interview of the two of them, get to know them better.
But also, you know, just exploring your idea of polyamory.
Yes.
Maybe he could marry my wife as well.
I'm willing.
You know what I mean?
Because, like, he can marry you, Charles. The laws have changed.
Oh, yeah.
He can marry both of us. We can both be there as well.
See, this is the Chaser Foundation's primary
this
cause.
This is what Albo needs
polygamy.
To get onto.
Polygamy.
Polygamy is a means of letting us have somewhere to live. Because, Charles, this is the thing, to be serious for a moment, imagine how many unused bedrooms a $30 million mansion in Darling Point has. He wouldn't even notice us.
No,
squatting
exactly.
in some of the smaller downstairs bedrooms.
Yeah. We can just be his, you know, house husband.
That's right. That's right. What a good idea. Okay, well, we solved the housing crisis. That's not
for,
bad.
For us.
For 15 minutes work. Okay. So if you're listening and you want a house, just find a billionaire and get Albo to change the marriage laws. Easy. Very easy.
I think it's far more likely than Labor actually doing something about the housing crisis. So,
well, this would be it.
This is the most realistic solution.
Yeah. Chase an asset. Find a boomer. Yeah. Marry a boomer.
Mm.
A share in the inheritance of a boomer. I think that's the way forward here.
Okay, well, you heard it here first. Max Chandler-Mather, we expect you to act on this right now.
And marriage proposals, very welcome at podcast@chaser.com.au. Yep. Please attach a recent statement of your net worth.
Our gear is from Rode. We are part of the Iconoclast Network. And welcome to our new pro tem producer Brendan Tacey.
Hello, BT.
Taking over for the next couple of weeks.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.